March 1662. The first. This morning I paid Sir William Batten £40, which I've owed him this half year, having borrowed it of him. Then to the office all the morning. So dined at home, and after dinner comes my Uncle Thomas, with whom I have some high words of difference, but ended quietly, though I fear I shall do no good by fair means upon him. Then my wife and I by coach, first to see my little picture that is a drawing, and thence to the opera, and there saw Romeo and Juliet, the first time it was ever acted. But it is the play of itself the worst that ever I heard in my life, and the worst acted that ever I saw these people do. And I am resolved to go no more to see the first time of acting, for they were all of them out, more or less. Thence home, and after supper, and wrote by the post, I settled to what I have long intended, to cast up my accounts with myself. And after much pains to do it, and great fear, I do find that I am £500 in money beforehand in the world, which I was afeard I was not. But I find that I have spent above £250 this last half year, which troubles me much. But by God's blessing, I am now resolved to take up, having furnished myself with all things for a great while, and tomorrow to think upon some rules and obligations upon myself to walk by. So with my mind eased of a great deal of trouble, though with no great content to find myself above £100 worse now than I was half a year ago, I went to bed. The 2nd of March, Lord's Day. With my mind much eased, talking long in bed with my wife about our frugal life for the time to come, proposing to her what I could and would do if I were worth £2,000, that is, be a knight and keep my coach, which pleased her. And so I do hope we shall hereafter live to save something, for I am resolved to keep myself, by rules, from expenses. To church in the morning, none in the pew but myself, so home to dinner, and after dinner came Sir William and talked with me till church time, and then to church, where at our going out, I was at a loss by Sir William Penn's putting me upon it, whether to take my wife or Mistress Martha, who alone was there, and I begun to take my wife, but he jogged me, and so I took Martha, and led her down before him and my wife. So set her at home, and Sir William and my wife and I to walk in the garden. And anon, hearing that Sir George Carteret had sent to see whether we were at home or no, Sir William and I went to his house, where we waited a good while, they being at prayers, and by we went up to him. There the business was about hastening the East India ships, about which we are to meet tomorrow in the afternoon. So home to my house, and Sir William supped with me, and so to bed. The 3rd of March. All the morning at home about business with my brother Tom, and then with Mr. Moore, and then I set to make some strict rules for my future practice in my expenses, which I did bind myself in the presence of God by oath to observe, upon penalties therein set down. And I do not doubt but hereafter to give a good account of my time and to grow rich, for I do find a great deal more of content in those few days that I do spend well about my business, than in all the pleasures of a whole week, besides the trouble which I remember I always have after them for the expense of my money. Dined at home, and then up to my chamber again about business, and so to the office, about dispatching of the East India ships, where we stayed till 8 at night, and then after I had been at Sir William Penn's a while, discoursing with him and Mr. Kennard, the joiner, about the new building in his house, I went home, where I find a vessel of oysters sent me from Chatham, and I fell to eat some, and then to supper, and so, after the barber had done, to bed. I am told that this day the Parliament hath voted 2 shillings per annum for every chimney in England as a constant revenue for ever to the Crown. The 4th of March. At the office all the morning, dined at home at noon, and then to the office again in the afternoon to put things in order there, my mind being very busy in settling the office to ourselves, I having now got distinct offices for the other two. By and by, Sir William Penn and I and my wife in his coach to Moorfields, where we walked a great while, though it was no fair weather, and cold. And after our walk we went to the Pope's Head, and ate cakes and other fine things. And so home. I up to my chamber to read and write, and so to bed. The 5th of March. In the morning to the painter's about my little picture. Thence to Tom's about business, and so to the pewterer's to buy a pause-box to put my forfeits in, upon breach of my late vows. So to the wardrobe and dined, and thence home and to my office, and there sat looking over my papers of my voyage, when we fetched over the king, and tore so many of those that were worth nothing, as filled my closet as high as my knees. I stayed doing this till 10 at night, and so home and to bed. The 6th of March. Up early, my mind full of business. Then to the office, where the two Sir Williams and I spent the morning passing the victuallers' accounts, the first I have had to do withal. Then home, where my Uncle Thomas, by promise, and his son Tom, was come to give me his answer whether he would have me go to law or arbitration with him. But he is unprovided to answer me, and desires 2 days more. I left them to dine with my wife, and myself to Mr. Gordon and the two knights at dinner at the Dolphin, and thence after dinner to the office back again till night, we having been these 4 or 5 days very full of business, and I thank God I am well pleased with it, and hope I shall continue of that temper, which God grant. So after a little being at Sir William Batten's with Sir George Carteret talking, I went home, and so to my chamber, and then to bed, my mind somewhat troubled at Brampton affairs. This night my new Camelot riding coat to my coloured cloth suit came home. More news today of our losses at Brampton by the late storm. The 7th of March. Early to Whitehall to the chapel, where by Mr. Blagrave's means I got into his pew, and heard Dr. Creton, the great Scotchman, preach, before the King and Duke and Duchess, upon the words of Micah, "Rule yourselves in dust." He made a most learned sermon upon the words, but in his application, the most comical man that ever I heard in my life, just such a man as Hugh Peters, saying that it had been better for the poor cavalier never to have come in with the King into England again, for he that hath the impudence to deny obedience to the lawful magistrate, and to swear to the oath of allegiance, etc., were better treated nowadays in Newgate than a poor royalist that hath suffered all his life for the King is at Whitehall among his friends. He discoursed much against a man's lying with his wife in Lent, saying that he might be as incontinent during that time with his own wife as at another time in another man's bed. Thence with Mr. Moore to Westminster Hall, and walked a little, and so to the wardrobe to dinner, and so home to the office about business till late at night, by myself, and so home and to bed. The 8th of March. By coach with both Sir Williams to Westminster, this being a great day there in the house, to pass the business for chimney money, which was done. In the hall I met with Sergeant Pierce, and he and I to drink a cup of ale at the Swan, and there he told me how my Lady Monk hath disposed of all the places which Mr. Edward Montagu hoped to have had, as he was master of the horse to the Queen, which I am afeard will undo him, because he depended much upon the profit of what he should make by those places. He told me also many more scurvy stories of him and his brother Ralph, which troubles me to hear of persons of honour as they are. About 1 o'clock, with both Sir Williams and another, one Sir Richard Brames, to the Trinity House, but came after they had dined, so we had something got ready for us. Here Sir William Batten was taken with a fit of coughing that lasted a great while and made him very ill, and so he went home sick upon it. Sir William Penn and I to the office, whither afterward came Sir George Carteret, and we sent for Sir Thomas Allen, one of the aldermen of the city, about the business of one Colonel Apsley, who we had taken counterfeiting of bills with all our hands and the officers of the yards, so well counterfeit that I should never have mistrusted them. We stayed about this business at the office till 10 at night, and at last did send him with a constable to the counter, and did give warrants for the seizing of accomplice of his, one Blinkinsop. So home, and wrote to my father, and so to bed. The 9th of March, Lord's Day. Church in the morning, dined at home, then to church again, and heard Mr. Naylor, whom I knew formerly of Caius College, make a most eloquent sermon. Thence to Sir William Batten to see how he did, then to walk an hour with Sir William Penn in the garden, then he into supper with me at my house, and so to prayers and to bed. The 10th of March. At the office, doing business all the morning, and my wife being gone to buy some things in the city, I dined with Sir William Batten, and in the afternoon met Sir William Penn at the Treasury office, and there paid off the gift, where late at night, and so called in and ate a bit at Sir William Batten's again, and so home and to bed, tomorrow being wash day. The 11th of March. At the office all the morning, and all the afternoon rummaging of papers in my chamber, and tearing some and sorting others till late at night, and so to bed, my wife being not well all this day. This afternoon Mistress Turner and Theophila came to see me, her mother not having been abroad many a day before, but now is pretty well again, and hath made me one of the first visits. The 12th of March. At the office from morning till night, putting of papers in order, that so I may have my office in an orderly condition. I took much pains in sorting and folding of papers. Dined at home, and there came Mistress Goldsborough about her old business, but I did give her a short answer and sent her away. This morning we have news from Mr. Coventry that Sir George Downing, like a perfidious rogue, though the action is good and of service to the king, yet he cannot with any good conscience do it, hath taken Oakey, Corbett, and Barkstead at Delft in Holland, and sent them home in the Blackmore. Sir William Penn talking to me this afternoon of what a strange thing it is for Downing to do this, he told me of a speech he made to the Lord States of Holland, telling them to their faces that he observed that he was not received with the respect and observance now that he was when he came from the traitor and rebel Cromwell, by whom I am sure he hath got all he hath in the world. And they know it too. The 13th of March. All day, either at the office or at home, busy about business till late at night, I having lately followed my business much, and I find great pleasure in it, and a growing content. The 14th of March. At the office all the morning. At noon, Sir William Penn and I making a bargain with the workmen about his house, in which I did see things not so well contracted for as I would have, and I was vexed and made him so, too, to see me so critical in the agreement. Home to dinner. In the afternoon came the German, Dr. Kuffler, to discourse with us about his engine to blow up ships. We doubted not the matter of fact, it being tried in Cromwell's time, but the safety of carrying them in ships. But he doth tell us that when he comes to tell the king his secret, for none but the kings successively and their heirs must know it, it will appear to be of no danger at all. We concluded nothing, but shall discourse with the Duke of York tomorrow about it. In the afternoon, after we had done with him, I went to speak with my Uncle White, and find my aunt to have been ill a good while of a miscarriage. I stayed and talked with her a good while. Thence home, where I find that Sarah, my maid, hath been very ill all day, and my wife fears that she will have an ague, which I am much troubled for. Then to my lute, upon which I have not played a week or two, and trying over the two songs of Nulla Nulla, etc., and Gaze Not on Swans, which Mr. Birchinshaw set for me a little while ago, I find them most incomparable songs as he hath set them, of which I am not a little proud, because I am sure none in the world hath them but myself, not so much as he himself that set them. So to bed. The 15th of March. With Sir George Carteret and both the Sir Williams at Whitehall, to wait on the Duke in his chamber, which we did, about getting money for the Navy and other things. So back again to the office all the morning, then to the Exchange to hire a ship for the Madeiras, but could get none. Then home to dinner, and Sir George Carteret and I all the afternoon by ourselves upon business in the office, till late at night. So to write letters and home to bed, troubled at my maid's being ill. The 16th of March, Lord's Day. This morning, till churches were done, I spent going from one church to another, and hearing a bit here and a bit there. So to the wardrobe to dinner with the young ladies, and then into my lady's chamber, and talked with her a good while. And so walked to Whitehall, an hour or two in the park, which is now very pleasant. Here the King and Duke came to see their fowl play. The Duke took very civil notice of me. So walked home, calling at Tom's, giving him my resolution about the boy's livery. Here I spent an hour walking in the garden with Sir William Penn, and then my wife and I thither to supper, where his son William is at home, not well. But all things, I fear, do not go well with them. They look discontently, but I know not what ails them. Drinking of cold, small beer here, I fell ill, and was forced to go out and vomit, and so was well again, and went home by and by to bed. Fearing that Sarah would continue ill, wife and I removed this night to our matted chamber, and lay there. The 17th of March. All the morning at the office by myself, about getting things in order there, and so at noon to the Exchange to see and be seen. And so home to dinner, and then to the office again till night, and then home, and after supper and reading a while, to bed. Last night the Blackmore Pink brought the three prisoners, Barkstead, Oakey, and Corbett, to the Tower, being taken at Delft in Holland, where the captain tells me that the Dutch were a good while before they could be persuaded to let them go, they being taken prisoners in their land. But Sir George Downing would not be answered so, though all the world takes notice of him for a most ungrateful villain for his pains. The 18th of March. All the morning at the office with Sir William Penn, dined at home, and Llewellyn and Blurton with me. After dinner to the office again, where Sir George Carteret and we stayed a while, and then Sir William Penn and I on board some of the ships, now fitting for East Indies and Portugal, to see in what forwardness they are. And so back home again, and I to write to my father by the post about Brampton Court, which is now coming on. But that which troubles me is that my father hath now got an ague that I fear may endanger his life. So to bed. The 19th of March. All the morning and afternoon at my office, putting things in order. And in the evening I do begin to digest my uncle the captain's papers into one book, which I call my Brampton book, for my clearer understanding things how they are with us. So home and supper and to bed. This noon came a letter from Thomas Pepys, the turner, in answer to one of mine the other day to him, wherein I did check him for not coming to me, as he had promised, with his and his father's resolution about the difference between us. But he writes to me in the very same slighting terms that I did to him, without the least respect at all, but word for word as I did him, which argues a high and noble spirit in him. Though it troubles me a little that he should make no more of my anger, yet I cannot blame him for doing so, he being the elder brother's son, and not depending upon me at all. the 20th of March. At my office all the morning. At noon to the exchange, and so home to dinner, and then all the afternoon at the office till late at night, and so home and to bed. My mind in good ease when I mind business, which methinks should be a good argument to me never to do otherwise. The 21st of March. With Sir William Batten by water to Whitehall, and he to Westminster. I went to see Sarah and my lord's lodgings, which are now all in dirt, to be repaired against my lord's coming from sea with the Queen. Thence to Westminster Hall, and there walked up and down and heard the great difference that hath been between my Lord Chancellor and my Lord of Bristol, about a proviso that my Lord Chancellor would have brought into the bill for conformity, that it shall be in the power of the King, when he sees fit, to dispense with the act of conformity. And though it be carried in the House of Lords, yet it is believed it will hardly pass in the Commons. Here I met with Chetwynd, Parry, and several others, and went to a little house behind the Lord's house to drink some wormwood ale, which doubtless was a bawdy house, the mistress of the house having that look and dress. Here we stayed till noon and then parted. I by water to the wardrobe to meet my wife, but my lady and they had dined, and so I dined below with the servants. And then up to my lady, and there stayed and talked a good while, and then parted, and walked into Cheapside, and there saw my little picture, for which I am to sit again the next week. So home, and stayed late writing at my office, and so home and to bed. Troubled that now my boy is also fallen sick of an ague, we fear. The 22nd of March. At the office all the morning. At noon Sir William's both and I by water down to the Lewis, Captain Deakins, his ship, a merchantman, where we met the owners, Sir John Lewis and Alderman Lewis, and several other great merchants. Among others one Jeffreys, a merry man that is a fumbler, and he and I called brothers, and he made all the mirth in the company. We had a very fine dinner, and all our wife's healths, with 7 or 9 guns apiece, and exceeding merry we were, and so home by barge again. And I vexed to find Griffin leave the office door open, and had a design to have carried away the screw or the carpet in revenge to him. But at last I would not, but sent for him and chid him, and so to supper and to bed, having drank a great deal of wine. The 23rd of March, Lord's Day. This morning was brought me my boy's fine livery, which is very handsome, and I do think to keep to black and gold lace upon grey, being the colour of my arms, for ever. To church in the morning, and so home with Sir William Batten, and there ate some boiled great oysters, and so home, and while I was at dinner with my wife, I was sick, and was forced to vomit up my oysters again, and then I was well. By and by a coach came to call me, by my appointment, and so my wife and I carried to Westminster to Mistress Hunt's, and I to Whitehall, Worcester House, and to my Lord Treasurer's to have found Sir George Carteret, but missed in all those places. So back to Whitehall, and there met with Captain Isham, this day come from Lisbon with letters from the Queen to the King, and did give me letters which speak that our fleet is all at Lisbon, and that the Queen doth not intend to embark sooner than to-morrow come fortnight. So having sent for my wife, she and I to my Lady Sandwich, and after a short visit away home, she home, and I to Sir George Carteret's about business, and so home too. And Sarah having her fit, we went to bed. The 24th of March. Early, Sir George Carteret, both Sir Williams and I, on board the Experiment, to dispatch her away, she being to carry things to the Madeiras, with the East India fleet. Here Sir William Penn, going to Deptford to send more hands, we stayed till noon, talking and eating and drinking a good ham of English bacon, and having put things in good order, home, where I find Jane, my old maid, come out of the country, and I have a mind to have her again. By and by comes La Belle Pierce to see my wife, and to bring her a pair of perukes of hair, as the fashion now is for ladies to wear, which are pretty, and are of my wife's own hair, or else I should not endure them. After a good while stay, I went to see if any play was acted, and I find none upon the post, it being Passion Week. So home again and took water with them towards Westminster. But as we put off with the boat, Griffin came after me to tell me that Sir George Carteret and the rest were at the office. So I intended to see them through the bridge and come back again, but the tide being against us when we were almost through, we were carried back again with much danger, and Mistress Pierce was much afeard and frighted. So I carried them to the other side and walked to the Bear and sent them away, and so back again myself to the office. But finding nobody there, I went again to the Old Swan, and thence by water to the New Exchange, and there find them. And thence by coach carried my wife to Bowes, to buy something. And while they were there, went to Westminster Hall, and there bought Mr. Grant's Book of Observations upon the Weekly Bills of Mortality, which appear to me upon first sight to be very pretty. So back again, and took my wife, calling at my brother Tom's, whom I find full of work, which I'm glad of, and thence at the New Exchange, and so home, and I to Sir William Batten's, and supped there, out of pure hunger, and to save getting anything ready at home, which is a thing I do not, nor shall not use to do. So home, and to bed. The 25th of March, Lady Day. All the morning at the office, dined with my wife at home, then to the office, where, while Sir William's both did examine the victualler's account, I sat in my closet, drawing letters and other businesses, being much troubled for want of an order of the council's lately sent us, about making of boats for some ships now going to Jamaica. At last, late at night, I had a copy sent me of it by Sir George Lane from the council chamber. With my mind well at ease, home, and to supper and bed. The 26th of March. Up early, this being, by God's great blessing, the fourth solemn day of my cutting for the stone, this day 4 year, and am, by God's mercy, in very good health, and like to do well. The Lord's name be praised for it. To the office, and Sir George Carteret's all the morning about business. At noon came my good guests, Madam Turner, Theophila, and Cousin Norton, and a gentleman, one Mr. Lewin of the King's Life Guard. By the same token he told us of one of his fellows killed this morning in the duel. I had a pretty dinner for them, viz. A brace of stewed carps, 6 roasted chicken, and a jowl of salmon hot, for the first course, a tansy and 2 neat's tongues and cheese, the second, and were very merry all the afternoon, talking and singing and piping on the flageolet. In the evening they went with great pleasure away, and I, with great content, and my wife, walked 30 minutes in the garden, and so home to supper and to bed. We had a man-cook to dress dinner today, and sent for Jane to help us, and my wife and she agreed at £3 a year she would not serve under, till both could be better provided, and so she stays with us, and I hope we shall do well, if poor Sarah were but rid of her ague. The 27th of March. Early, Sir George Carteret, both Sir Williams and I, by coach to Deptford, it being very windy and rainy weather, taking a cod and some prawns in Fish Street with us. We settled to pay the Guernsey, a small ship, but came to a great deal of money, it having been unpaid ever since before the king came in, by which means not only the king pays wages while the ship hath lain still, but the poor men have most of them been forced to borrow all the money due for their wages before they receive it, and that at a dear rate, God knows. so that many of them had very little to receive at the table, which grieved me to see it. To dinner, very merry, then Sir George to London, and we again to the pay, and that done by coach home again, and to the office, doing some business, and so home, and to bed. The 28th of March. Good Friday. At home all the morning, and dined with my wife, a good dinner. At my office all the afternoon. At night to my chamber to read and sing, and so to supper and to bed. The 29th of March. At the office all the morning, then to the wardrobe, and there, coming late, dined with the people below. Then up to my lady and stayed 2 hours, talking with her about her family business with great content and confidence in me. So calling at several places, I went home, where my people are getting the house clean against tomorrow. I to the office, and wrote several letters by post, and so home and to bed. The 30th of March, Easter Day. Having my old black suit new furbished, I was pretty neat in clothes today, and my boy, his old suit new trimmed, very handsome. To church in the morning, and so home, leaving the 2 Sir Williams to take the sacrament, which I blame myself that I've hitherto neglected all my life, but once or twice at Cambridge. Dined with my wife, a good shoulder of veal, well dressed by Jane, and handsomely served to table, which pleased us much and made us hope that she will serve our turns well enough. My wife and I to church in the afternoon and seated ourselves, she below me, and by that means the precedence of the pew, which my Lady Batten and her daughter takes, is confounded. And after sermon she and I did stay behind them in the pew, and went out by ourselves, a good while after them, which we judge a very fine project hereafter to avoid contention. So my wife and I to walk an hour or two on the leads, which begins to be very pleasant, the garden being in good condition. So to supper, which is also well served in. We had a lobster to supper with a crab Peg Penn sent my wife this afternoon, the reason of which we cannot think, but something there is of plot or design in it, for we have a little while carried ourselves pretty strange to them. After supper, to bed. The 31st of March. This morning Mr. Coventry and all our company met at the office about some business of the victualling, which being dispatched, we parted. I to my Lord Crewe's to dinner, in my way calling upon my brother Tom, with whom I stayed a good while and talked, and find him a man like to do well, which contents me much, where used with much respect. And talking with him about my Lord's debts, and whether we should make use of an offer of Sir George Carteret's, to lend my lady 400 or 500 pounds, he told me by no means we must not oblige my lord to him. And by the by he made a question whether it were not my lord's interest a little to appear to the king in debt, and for people to clamour against him as well as others for their money, that by that means the king and the world may see that he doth lay out for the king's honour upon his own main stock, which many, he tells me, do. But in fine, if there be occasion, he and I will be bound for it. Thence to Sir Thomas Crewe's lodgings. He hath been ill and continues so, under fits of apoplexy. Among other things, he and I did discourse much of Mr. Montague's base doings, and the dishonour that he will do my lord, as well as cheating him of 2 or 3,000 pounds, which is too true. Thence to the play, where, coming late, and meeting with Sir William Penn, who had got room for my wife and his daughter in the pit, he and I into one of the boxes, and there we sat and heard The Little Thief, a pretty play, and well done. Thence home, and walked in the garden with them, and then to my house to supper, and sat late talking, and so to bed. April 1662. The 1st. Within all the morning and at the office, at noon my wife and I, having paid our maid Nell her whole wages, who hath been with me half a year, and now goes away for altogether, to the wardrobe, where my lady and company had almost dined. We sat down and dined. Here was Mr. Herbert, son to Sir Charles Herbert, that lately came with letters from my Lord Sandwich to the King. After some discourse we remembered one another to have been together at the tavern when Mr. Fanshawe took his leave of me at his going to Portugal with Sir Richard. After dinner he and I and the two young ladies and my wife to the playhouse, the opera, and saw The Maid in the Mill, a pretty good play. In the middle of the play, my Lady Paulina, who had taken physic this morning, had need to go forth, and so I took the poor lady out and carried her to the Grange, and there sent the maid of the house into a room to her, and she did what she had a mind to. And so back again to the play, and that being done, in their coach I took them to Islington, and there, after a walk in the fields, I took them to the great Cheesecake House, and entertained them, and so home. And after an hour's stay with my lady, their coach carried us home, and so weary to bed. The 2nd of April. Mr. Moore came to me, and he and I walked to the Spittle an hour or two before my Lord Mayor and the Blue Coat Boys came, which at last they did, and a fine sight of charity it is indeed. We got places and stayed to hear a sermon, but it being a Presbyterian one, it was so long that after above an hour of it we went away, and I home and dined, and then my wife and I by water to the opera, and there saw The Bond Man, most excellently acted. And though we had seen it so often, yet I never liked it better than today. Ianthe, acting Clerora's part very well, now Roxalana is gone. We are resolved to see no more plays till Whitsuntide, we having been 3 days together. I met Mr. Zanchi, Smythes, Gale and Edlin at the play, but having no great mind to spend money, I left them there, and so home and to supper, and then dispatched some business and to bed. The 3rd of April. At home and the office all the day. At night, to bed. The 4th of April. By barge, Sir George, Sir Williams both and I to Deptford, and there fell to pay off the Drake and Hampshire, then to dinner. Sir George to his lady at his house, and Sir William Penn to Woolwich, and Sir William Batten and I to the tavern, where much company came to us, and our dinner somewhat short, by reason of their taking part away with them. Then to pay the rest of the Hampshire and the Paradox, and were at it till 9 at night, and so by night home by barge safe, and took Tom Hayter with some money that the clerks had to carry home along with us in the barge, the rest staying behind to pay tickets, but came home after us that night, so, being come home, to bed. I was much troubled today, to see a dead man lie floating upon the waters, and had done, they say, these 4 days, and nobody takes him up to bury him, which is very barbarous. The 5th of April. At the office till almost noon, and then broke up. Then came Sir George Carteret, and he and I walked together alone in the garden, taking notice of some faults in the office, particularly of Sir William Batten's. And he seemed to be much pleased with me, and I hope will be the ground of a future interest of mine in him, which I shall be glad of. Then with my wife abroad, she to the wardrobe, and there dined, and I to the exchange. And so to the wardrobe, but they had dined. After dinner my wife and the two ladies to see my Aunt White, and thence met me at home, from whence, after Sir William Batten and I had viewed our houses with a workman, in order to the raising of our roofs higher, to enlarge our houses, I went with them by coach, first to Moorfields, and there walked, and thence to Islington, and had a fine walk in the fields there, and so, after eating and drinking, home with them, and so by water with my wife home, and after supper, to bed. The 6th of April, Lord's Day. By water to Whitehall to Sir George Carteret, to give him an account of the backwardness of the ships we have hired to Portugal, at which he is much troubled. Thence to the chapel, and there, though crowded, heard a very honest sermon before the king by a canon of Christ Church, upon these words, having a form of godliness, but denying, etc., among other things, did much insist upon the sin of adultery, which, methought, might touch the king, and the more because he forced it into his sermon, methought, besides his text. So up and saw the king at dinner, and thence with Sir George Carteret to his lodgings, to dinner with him and his lady, where I saluted her, and was well received as a stranger by her. She seems a good lady. And all their discourse, which was very much, was upon their sufferings and services for the king, yet not without some trouble to see that some that have been much bound to them do now neglect them, and others, again, most civil, that have received least from them. And I do believe that he hath been a good servant to the king. Thence to walk in the park, where the king and duke did walk round the park. After I was tired, I went and took boat to Milford Stairs, and so to Gray's Inn Walks, the first I have been there this year, and it is very pleasant and full of good company. When tired, I walked to the wardrobe, and there stayed a little with my lady, and so by water from Paul's Wharf, where my boat stayed for me, home, and supped with my wife with Sir William Penn, and so home and to bed. The 7th of April. By water to Whitehall, and thence to Westminster, and stayed at the Parliament door long, to speak with Mr. Coventry, which vexed me. Thence to the Lord's House, and stood within the house while the bishops and lords did stay till the Chancellor's coming, and then we were put out, and they to prayers. There comes a bishop, and while he was rigging himself, he bid his man listen at the door whereabout in the prayers they were, but the man told him something, but could not tell whereabouts it was in the prayers, nor the bishop neither, but laughed at the conceit, and so went in. But God forgive me, I did tell it by and by to people, and did say that the man said that they were about something of saving their souls, but could not tell whereabouts in the prayer that was. I sent in a note to my Lord Privy Seal, and he came out to me, and I desired that he would make another deputy for me, because of my great business of the navy this month. But he told me he could not do it without the king's consent, which vexed me. So to Dr. Castle's, and there did get a promise from his clerk that his master should officiate for me tomorrow. Thence by water to Tom's, and there with my wife took coach, and to the Old Exchange, where, having bought 6 large Holland bands, I sent her home, and myself found out my Uncle White and Mr. Rawlinson, and with them went to the latter's house to dinner, and there had a good dinner of cold meat and good wine, but was troubled in my head after the little wine I drank, and so home to my office, and there did promise to drink no more wine but 1 glass a meal till Whitsuntide next, upon any score. Mistress Bowyer and her daughters being at my house, I forbore to go to them, having business, and my head disturbed, but stayed at my office till night, and then to walk upon the leads with my wife, and so to my chamber, and thence to bed. The great talk is that the Spaniard and Hollander do intend to set upon the Portuguese by sea at Lisbon, so soon as our fleet is come away, and that means our fleet is not likely to come yet these 2 months or 3, which I hope is not true. The 8th of April. Up very early into my office, and there continued till noon. So to dinner, and in comes Uncle Fenner and the 2 Joyces. I sent for a barrel of oysters and a breast of veal roasted, and were very merry, but I cannot down with their dull company and impertinent. After dinner to the office again. So at night by coach to Whitehall, and Mr. Coventry not being there, I wrote my business of the office to him, it being almost dark, and so came away, and took up my wife by the way home. And on Ludgate Hill, there being a stop, I bought 2 cakes, and they were our supper at home. And so to bed. The 9th of April. Sir George Carteret, Sir Williams both, and myself all the morning at the office, passing the victuallers' accounts, and at noon to dinner at the Dolphin, where a good chine of beef and other good cheer. At dinner, Sir George showed me an account in French of the Great Famine, which is to the greatest extremity in some part of France at this day, which is very strange. So to the exchange, Mistress Turner, who I find sick in bed, and several other places about business, and so home, supper and to bed. The 10th of April. To Westminster with the two Sir Williams by water, and did several businesses. And so to the wardrobe with Mr. Moore to dinner. Yesterday came Colonel Talbot with letters from Portugal, that the Queen is resolved to embark for England this week. Thence to the office all the afternoon. My Lord Windsor came to us to discourse of his affairs, and to take his leave of us, he being to go Governor of Jamaica with this fleet that is now going. Late at the office, home with my mind full of business, and so to bed. The 11th of April. Up early to my lute and a song, then about 6 o'clock with Sir William Penn by water to Deptford, and among the ships now going to Portugal with men and horse, to see them dispatched. So to Greenwich, and had a fine pleasant walk to Woolwich, having in our company Captain Minnis, with whom I was much pleased to hear him talk, in fine language, but pretty well for all that. Among other things, he and the other captains that were with us tell me that negroes, drowned, look white and lose their blackness, which I never heard before. At Woolwich, up and down to the same business, and so back to Greenwich by water, and there, while something is dressing for our dinner, Sir William and I walked into the park, where the King hath planted trees and made steps in the hill up to the castle, which is very magnificent. So up and down the house, which is now repairing in the Queen's lodgings. So to dinner at the Globe, and Captain Lambert of the Duke's pleasure boat came to us and dined with us, and were merry, and so home. And I in the evening to the exchange, and spoke with Uncle White, and so home and walked with my wife on the leads late. And so the barber came to me, and so to bed, very weary, which I seldom am. The 12th of April. At the office all the morning, where, among other things, being provoked by some impertinence of Sir William Batten's, I called him Unreasonable Man, at which he was very angry, and so was I, but I think we shall not much fall out about it. After dinner to several places about business, and so home and wrote letters at my office, and one to Mr. Coventry about business, and at the close did excuse my not waiting on him myself so often as others do, for want of leisure. So home and to bed. The 13th of April. Lord's Day. In the morning to Paul's, where I heard a pretty good sermon, and thence to dinner with my lady at the wardrobe, and after much talk with her after dinner, I went to the temple to church, and there heard another. By the same token, a boy, being asleep, fell down a high seat to the ground, ready to break his neck, but got no hurt. Thence to Gray's Inn Walks, and there met Mr. Pickering, and walked with him 2 hours till 8 o'clock, till I was quite weary. His discourse most about the pride of the Duchess of York, and how all the ladies envy my Lady Castlemaine. He intends to go to Portsmouth to meet the Queen this week, which is now the discourse and expectation of the town. So home, and no sooner come, but Sir William Batten comes to me to bring me a paper of Fields, with whom we have lately had a great deal of trouble at the office, being a bitter petition to the King against our office, for not doing justice upon his complaint to us of embezzlement of the King's stores by one Turpin. I took Sir William to Sir William Penn's, who was newly come from Walthamstow, and there we read it and discoursed, but we do not much fear it, the King referring it to the Duke of York. So we drank a glass or two of wine, and so home and I to bed, my wife being in bed already. The 14th of April. Being weary last night, I lay very long in bed today talking with my wife, and persuaded her to go to Brampton and take Sarah with her next week to cure her ague by change of air, and we agreed all things therein. We rose and at noon dined, and then we to the painter's, and there sat the last time for my little picture, which I hope will please me. Then to Paternoster Row, to buy things for my wife against her going. So home and walked upon the leads with my wife, and whether she suspects anything or no, I know not, but she is quite off her going to Brampton, which something troubles me, and yet all my design was that I might the freer go to Portsmouth, when the rest go to pay off the yards there, which will be very shortly. But I will get off if I can. So to supper, and to bed. The 15th of April. At the office all the morning. Dined at home. Again at the office in the afternoon to dispatch letters. And so home and with my wife by coach to the new exchange, to buy her some things, where we saw some new fashion petticoats of sarsenet, with a black broad lace printed round the bottom, and before, very handsome. And my wife hath a mind to one of them, but we did not then buy one. But thence to Mr. Bowyer's, thinking to have spoke to them for our Sarah to go to Huntsmore for a while to get away her ague. But we had not opportunity to do it, and so home and to bed. The 16th of April. Up early and took my physic. It wrought all the morning well. At noon, dined, and all the afternoon Mr. Hayter, to that end, coming to me. He and I did go about my abstracting all the contracts, made in the office since we came into it. So at night to bed. The 17th of April. To Mr. Holyard's in the morning, thinking to be let blood, but he was gone out. So to Whitehall, thinking to have had a seal at Privy Seal, but my lord did not come, and so I walked back home, and stayed within all the afternoon, there being no office kept today. But in the evening Sir William Batten sent for me to tell me that he had this day spoke to the Duke about raising our houses, and he hath given us leave to do it, at which, being glad, I went home merry, and after supper to bed. The 18th of April. This morning, sending the boy down into the cellar for some beer, I followed him with a cane, and did there beat him for his staying of errands and other faults. And his sister came to me down, and begged for him, so I forbore. And afterwards, in my wife's chamber, did there talk to Jane how much I did love the boy for her sake, and how much it doth concern to correct the boy for his faults, or else he would be undone. So at last she was well pleased. This morning Sir George Carteret, Sir William Batten, and I met at the office, and did conclude of our going to Portsmouth next week, in which my mind is at a great loss what to do with my wife, for I cannot persuade her to go to Brampton, and I am loath to leave her at home. All the afternoon in several places to put things in order for my going. At night home and to bed. The 19th of April. This morning, before we sat, I went to Aldgate, and at the corner shop, a draper's, I stood and did see Barkstead, Oakey, and Corbett, drawn toward the gallows at Tyburn, and there they were hanged and quartered. They all looked very cheerfully, but I hear they all die defending what they did to the king to be just, which is very strange. So to the office, and then home to dinner, and Captain David Lambert came to take his leave of me, he being to go back to Tangier, there to lie. Then abroad about business, and in the evening did get a beaver, an old one, but a very good one, of Sir William Batten, for which I must give him something, but I am very well pleased with it. So, after writing by the post, to bed. The 20th of April, Lord's Day. My intention being to go this morning to Whitehall to hear South, my Lord Chancellor's chaplain, the famous preacher and orator of Oxford, who the last Lord's Day did sink down in the pulpit before the king and could not proceed. It did rain, and the wind against me, that I could by no means get a boat or coach to carry me. And so I stayed at Paul's, where the judges did all meet, and heard a sermon, it being the first Sunday of the term. But they had a very poor sermon. So to my ladies, and dined, and so to Whitehall to Sir George Carteret, and so to the chapel, where I challenged my place as clerk of the Privy Seal, and had it, and then walked home with Mr. Blagrave, to his old house in the Fish Yard, and there he had a pretty kinswoman that sings, and we did sing some holy things. And afterward others came in, and so I left them, and by water through the bridge, which did trouble me, home, and so to bed. The 21st of April. This morning I attempted to persuade my wife in bed to go to Brampton this week, but she would not, which troubles me. And seeing that I could keep it no longer from her, I told her that I was resolved to go to Portsmouth tomorrow. Sir William Batten goes to Chatham today, and will be back again to come for Portsmouth, after us, on Thursday next. I went to Westminster and several places about business, then at noon dined with my Lord Crewe, and after dinner went up to Sir Thomas Crewe's chamber, who is still ill. He tells me how my Lady Duchess of Richmond and Castlemaine had a falling out the other day, and she called the latter Jane Shore, and did hope to see her come to the same end that she did. Coming down again to my lord, he told me that news was come that the Queen is landed, at which I took leave, and by coach hurried to Whitehall, the bells ringing in several places. But I find there no such matter, nor anything like it. So I went by appointment to Anthony Joyce's, where I sat with his wife, and Mal Joyce an hour or two. And so, her husband not being at home, away I went, and in Cheapside, spied him, and took him into the coach home. And there I find my ladies Jemima and Anne and Mademoiselle come to see my wife, whom I left, and to talk with Joyce about a project I have of his, and my joining to get some money for my brother Tom and his kinswoman, to help forward with her portion, if they should marry. I mean, in buying of tallow of him, at a low rate for the king, and Tom should have the profit. But he tells me the profit will not be considerable, at which I was troubled. But I have agreed with him to serve some in my absence. He went away, and then came Mr. Moore, and sat late with me, talking about businesses, and so went away, and I to bed. The 22nd of April. After taking leave of my wife, which we could hardly do kindly, because of her mind to go along with me, Sir William Penn and I took coach, and so over the bridge to Lambeth, William Bodham and Tom Hewitt going as clerks to Sir William Penn, and my Will for me. Here we got a dish of buttered eggs, and there stayed till Sir George Carteret came to us from Whitehall, who brought Dr. Clarke with him, at which I was very glad. And so we set out, and I was very much pleased with his company, and we were very merry all the way. He, among other good stories, telling us a story of the monkey that got hold of the young lady's cunt as she went to stool to shit, and run from under her coats and got up upon the table which was ready laid for supper after dancing was done. Another about a Hector's crying, "God damn you, rascal!" We came to Guildford, and there passed our time in the garden, cutting asparagus for supper. The best that ever I ate in my life, but in that house last year. Supped well, and the doctor and I to bed together, calling cousins from his name and my office. The 23rd and 24th of April. Up early and to Petersfield, and there dined well, and thence got a countryman to guide us by Havant, to avoid going through the forest. But he carried us much out of the way, and upon our coming we sent away an express to Sir William Batten, to stop his coming, which I did project to make good my oath that my wife would come if any of our wives came, which my Lady Batten did intend to do with her husband. The doctor and I lay together at Wyard's, the chirurgeon's, in Portsmouth, his wife, a very pretty woman. We lay very well and merrily. In the morning, concluding him to be of the eldest blood and house of the Clarks, because that all the fleas came to him, and not to me. Up and to Sir George Carteret's lodging at Mistress Stephen's, where we keep our table all the time we are here. Thence all of us to the pay-house, but the books not being ready, we went to church to the lecture, where there was my Lord Ormond and Manchester, and much London company, though not so much as I expected. Here we had a very good sermon upon this text, In Love Serving One Another, which pleased me very well. No news of the Queen at all, so to dinner, and then to the pay all the afternoon. Then Sir William Penn and I walked to the King's Yard, and there lay at Mr. Tippett's, where exceeding well treated. The 25th of April. All the morning at Portsmouth at the pay, and then to dinner, and again to the pay, and at night got the doctor to go lie with me, and much pleased with his company, but I was much troubled in my eyes by reason of the healths I have this day been forced to drink. The 26th of April. Sir George and I and his clerk, Mr. Stevens, and Mr. Holt, our guide, over to Gosport, and so rode to Southampton. In our way, besides my Lord Southampton's parks and lands, which in one view we could see £6,000 per annum, we observed a little churchyard, where the graves are accustomed to be all sowed with sage. At Southampton we went to the mayor's, and there dined, and had sturgeon of their own catching the last week, which doth not happen in 20 years, and it was well ordered. They brought us also some caviar, which I attempted to order, but all to no purpose, for they had neither given it salt enough, nor are the seeds of the roe broke, but are all in berries. The town is one most gallant street, and is walled round with stone, and Bevis's picture upon one of the gates. Many old walls of religious houses, and the quay well worth seeing. After dinner to horse again, being in nothing troubled but the badness of my hat, which I borrowed to save my beaver. Home by night, and wrote letters to London, and so with Sir William Penn to the dock, to bed. The 27th of April, Sunday. Sir William Penn got trimmed before me, and so took the coach to Portsmouth to wait on my Lord Steward to church, and sent the coach for me back again. So I rode to church and met my Lord Chamberlain upon the walls of the garrison, who owned and spoke to me. I followed him in the crowd of gallants through the Queen's lodgings to chapel, the rooms being all rarely furnished, and escaped hardly being set on fire yesterday. At chapel we had a most excellent and eloquent sermon. And here I spied and saluted Mistress Pierce, but being in haste, could not learn of her where her lodgings are, which vexes me. Thence took Ned Pickering to dinner with us, and the two Marshes, father and son, dined with us, and very merry. After dinner, Sir William Penn and I, the doctor, and Ned Pickering by coach to the yard, and there, on board the Swallow in the dock, hear our navy chaplain preach a sad sermon, full of nonsense and false Latin, but prayed for the Right Honourable the principal officers. After sermon, took him to Mr. Tippett's to drink a glass of wine. And so we four back again by coach to Portsmouth, and there visited the mayor, Mr. Timbrell, our anchorsmith, who showed us the present they have for the Queen, which is a salt cellar of silver, the walls crystal, with 4 eagles and 4 greyhounds, standing up at top to bear up a dish, which indeed is one of the neatest pieces of plate that ever I saw, and the case is very pretty also. This evening came a merchantman in the harbour, which we hired at London to carry horse to Portugal. But, Lord, what running there was to the seaside to hear what news, thinking it had come from the Queen! In the evening, Sir George, Sir William Penn and I walked round the walls, and thence we two with the doctor to the yard, and so to supper and to bed. The 28th of April. The doctor and I begun philosophy discourse, exceeding pleasant. He offers to bring me into the College of the Virtuosos, and my Lord Brunkard's acquaintance, and to show me some anatomy, which makes me very glad, and I shall endeavour it when I come to London. Sir William Penn, much troubled upon letters come last night, and this morning showed me one of Dr. Owen's to his son, whereby it appears his son is much perverted in his opinion by him, which I now perceive is one thing that hath put Sir William so long off the hooks. By coach to the pay-house, and so to work again, and then to dinner, and to it again, and so in the evening to the yard, and supper, and bed. The 29th of April. At the pay all the morning, and so to dinner, and then to it again in the afternoon. And after our work was done, Sir George Carteret, Sir William Penn and I walked forth, and I spied Mistress Pierce and another lady passing by. So I left them and went to the ladies, and walked with them up and down, and took them to Mistress Stevens's, and there give them wine and sweetmeats, and were very merry. And then comes the doctor, and we carried them by coach to their lodging, which was very poor, but the best they could get, and such as made much mirth among us. So I appointed one to watch when the gates of the town were ready to be shut, and to give us notice. And so the doctor and I stayed with them, playing and laughing, and at last was forced to bid good night, for fear of being locked into the town all night. So we walked to the yard, designing how to prevent our going to London tomorrow, that we might be merry with these ladies, which I did. So to supper, and merrily to bed. The 30th of April. This morning Sir George came down to the yard, and there we mustered over all the men, and determined of some regulations in the yard. And then to dinner, all the officers of the yard with us. And after dinner, walked to Portsmouth, there to pay off the success, which we did pretty early, and so I took leave of Sir William Penn, he desiring to know whither I went, but I could not tell him. I went to the ladies, and there took them, and walked to the mayor's, to show them the present, and then to the dock, where Mistress Tippett's made much of them, and thence back again, the doctor being come to us to their lodgings, whither came our supper by my appointment, and we, very merry, playing at cards and laughing very merry till 12 o'clock at night. And so, having stayed so long, which we had resolved to stay till they bid us be gone, which yet they did not do, but by consent we bid them good night. And so passed the guards and went to the doctor's lodgings, and there lay with him. Our discourse being much about the quality of the lady with Mistress Pierce, she being some old and handsome, and painted and fine, and hath a very handsome maid with her, which we take to be the marks of a bawd. But Mistress Pierce says she is a stranger to her, and met by chance in the coach, and pretends to be a dresser. Her name is Eastwood. So to sleep in a bad bed, about 1 o'clock in the morning. This afternoon, after dinner, comes Mr. Steventon, one of the burgesses of the town, to tell me that the mayor and burgesses did desire my acceptance of a burgessship, and were ready at the mayor's to make me one. So I went, and there they were all ready, and did with much civility give me my oath, and after the oath did by custom shake me all by the hand. So I took them to a tavern, and made them drink, and paying the reckoning, went away. They having first in the tavern made Mr. Waith also a burgess, he coming in while we were drinking. It cost me a piece in gold to the town clerk, and 10 shillings to the bailiffs, and spent 6 shillings. May 1662. The first. Sir George Carteret, Sir William Penn, and myself, with our clerks, set out this morning from Portsmouth very early, and got by noon to Petersfield, several of the officers of the yard accompanying us so far. Here we dined, and were merry. At dinner comes my Lord Carlingford, from London, going to Portsmouth. Tells us that the Duchess of York is brought to bed of a girl, at which I find nobody pleased. And that Prince Robert and the Duke of Buckingham are sworn of the Privy Council. He himself made a dish with eggs of the butter of the asparagus, which is very fine meat, which I will practice hereafter. To horse again after dinner, and got to Guildford, where after supper I to bed, having this day been offended by Sir William Penn's foolish talk, and I offending him with my answers. Among others, he, in discourse complaining of want of confidence, did ask me to lend him a grain or two, which I told him I thought he was better stored with than myself, before Sir George. So that I see I must keep a greater distance than I have done, and I hope I may do it, because of the interest which I am making with Sir George. To bed all alone, and my Will in the truckle bed. The 2nd of May. Early to coach again, and to Kingston, where we baited a little, and presently to coach again, and got early to London, and I find all well at home, and Mr. Hunt and his wife had dined with my wife today, and been very kind to my wife in my absence. After I had washed myself, it having been the hottest day that had been this year, I took them all by coach to Mistress Hunt's, and I to Dr. Clark's lady, and give her her letter and token. She is a very fine woman, and what with her person and the number of fine ladies that were with her, I was much out of countenance, and could hardly carry myself like a man among them. But, however, I stayed till my courage was up again, and talked to them, and viewed her house, which is most pleasant, and so drank, and good-bye. And so to my lord's lodgings, where, by chance, I spied my lady's coach, and find her and my lady right there, and so I spoke to them. And they being gone, went to Mr. Hunt's for my wife, and so home, and to bed. The 3rd of May. Sir William Penn and I by coach to St. James's, and there to the Duke's chamber, who hath been a-hunting this morning, and is come back again. Thence to Westminster, where I met Mr. Moore, and hear that Mr. Watkins is suddenly dead since my going. To dinner to my Lady Sandwich, and Sir Thomas Crewe's children coming thither, I took them, and all my ladies, to the Tower, and showed them the lions, and all that was to be shown, and so took them to my house, and there made much of them, and so saw them back to my ladies, Sir Thomas Crewe's children being as pretty and the best behaved that ever I saw of their age. Thence at the goldsmith's took my picture in little, which is now done, home with me, and pleases me exceedingly, and my wife. So to supper, and to bed, it being exceeding hot. The 4th of May, Lord's Day. Lay long, talking with my wife. Then up, and Mr. Holyard came to me and let me blood, about 16 ounces, I being exceeding full of blood, and very good. I begun to be sick, but lying upon my back I was presently well again, and did give him 5 shillings for his pains, and so we parted. And I to my chamber to write down my journal from the beginning of my late journey to this hour. Dined well, and after dinner, my arm tied up with a black ribbon, I walked with my wife to my brother Tom's, our boy waiting on us with his sword, which this day he begins to wear to outdo Sir William Penn's boy, who this day, and Sir William Batten's too, begin to wear new liveries, but I do take mine to be the neatest of them all. I led my wife to Mistress Turner's pew, and the church being full, it being to hear a doctor who is to preach a probation sermon, I went out to the temple, and there walked. And so, when church was done, went to Mistress Turner's, and after a stay there, my wife and I walked to Gray's Inn to observe fashions of the ladies, because of my wife's making some clothes. Thence homewards, and called in at Anthony Joyce's, where we found his wife brought home sick from church, and was in a convulsion fit. So home, and to Sir William Penn, and there supped, and so to prayers at home and to bed. The 5th of May. My arm not being well, I stayed within all the morning and dined alone at home, my wife being gone out to buy some things for herself, and a gown for me to dress myself in. And so all the afternoon looking over my papers, and at night walked upon the leads, and so to bed. The 6th of May. This morning I got my seat set up on the leads, which pleases me well. So to the office and thence to the change, but could not meet with my Uncle White, so home to dinner, and then out again to several places to pay money and to understand my debts, and so home and walked with my wife on the leads, and so to supper and to bed. I find it a hard matter to settle to business after so much leisure and pleasure. The 7th of May. Walked to Westminster, where I understand the news that Mr. Montague is this last night come to the King, with news that he left the Queen and fleet in the Bay of Biscay, coming this wayward, and that he believes she is now at the Isle of Scilly. So, at noon, to my Lord Crewe's, and there dined. And after dinner Sir Thomas Crewe and I talked together, and among other instances of the simple light discourse that sometimes is in the Parliament House, he told me how, in the late business of chimney money, when all occupiers were to pay, it was questioned whether women were under that name to pay, and somebody rose and said that they were not occupiers, but occupied. Thence to Paul's Churchyard, where, seeing my Lady Sandwich and Carteret and my wife, who this day made a visit the first time to my Lady Carteret, come by coach, and going to Hyde Park, I was resolved to follow them, and so went to Mistress Turner's, and thence found her out at the theatre, where I saw the last act of The Knight of the Burning Pestle, which pleased me not at all. And so, after the play done, she and Theophila and Mr. Llewellyn and I in her coach to the park, and there find them out and spoke to them, and observed many fine ladies, and stayed till all were gone almost, and so to Mistress Turner's, and there supped, and so walked home, and by comes my wife home, brought to my Lady Carteret to the gate, and so to bed. The 8th of May. At the office all the morning doing business alone, and then to the wardrobe, where my lady going out with the children to dinner, I stayed not, but returned home, and was overtaken in St. Paul's Churchyard by Sir George Carteret in his coach. And so he carried me to the exchange, where I stayed a while. He told me that the Queen and the fleet were in Mounts Bay on Monday last, and that the Queen endures her sickness pretty well. He also told me how Sir John Lawson hath done some execution upon the Turks in the Strait, of which I am glad, and told the news the first on the exchange, and was much followed by merchants to tell it. So home and to dinner, and by to the office. And after the rest gone, my Lady Albemarle being this day at dinner at Sir William Batten, Sir George Carteret comes, and he and I walked in the garden. And among other discourse, he tells me that it is Mr. Coventry that is to come to us as a commissioner of the Navy, at which he is much vexed, and cries out upon Sir William Penn and threatens him highly. And looking upon his lodgings, which are new in lodging, he in passion cried, Guarda mi spada, for by God I may chance to keep him in Ireland when he is there. For Sir William Penn is going thither with my Lord Lieutenant. But it is my design to keep much in with Sir George, and I think I have begun very well towards it. So to the office, and was there late doing business. And so, with my head full of business, I to bed. The 9th of May. Up and to my office, and so to dinner at home, and then to several places to pay my debts, and then to Westminster to Dr. Castle, who discoursed with me about Privy Seal business, which I do not much mind, it being little worth. But by Watkins's late sudden death, we are like to lose money. Thence to Mr. De Cretz, and there saw some good pieces that he hath copied of the king's pieces, some of Raphael and Michelangelo. And I have borrowed an Elizabeth of his copying, to hang up in my house, and sent it home by will. Thence with Mr. Salisbury, who I met there, into Covent Garden to an alehouse, to see a picture that hangs there, which is offered for 20 shillings, and I offered 14, but it is worth much more money, but did not buy it, I having no mind to break my oath. Thence to see an Italian puppet play that is within the rails there, which is very pretty, the best that ever I saw, and great resort of gallants. So to the temple and by water home, and so walk upon the leads, and in the dark played there on my flageolet, it being a fine still evening, and so to supper and to bed. This day I paid Godfrey's debt of 40 and odd pounds. The Duke of York went last night to Portsmouth, so that I believe the Queen is near.